Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association is hosting its annual Kenai Classic Roundtable on Fisheries on August 23rd from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Soldotna Sports Center, featuring keynote speaker Alaska Representative Mary Peltola, along with panelists from key research, community, industry, and policy stakeholders. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy will make closing remarks. Topics of the roundtable will include the first public showing of a short film, Rivers Are Life, Kings of the Kenai, featuring the conservation work of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, a discussion on recreational fisheries and offshore energy development, addressing emerging issues along the Pacific and Atlantic coasts, as well as a roundtable on new federal funding opportunities for anglers and habitat restoration projects. Featured speakers will include Andrew Lipsky, offshore wind science lead for NOAA, Mike Wayne, Atlantic Fisheries Policy Director for the American Sport Fishing Association, and Steve Cohn, the Alaska Director of the Bureau of Land Management. The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association was established in 1984 and is Alaska's leading fishery conservation organization. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. As the school year approaches, shoebox packers are making use of back-to-school prices to purchase gifts and essential items for children in need around the world. Residents of the Kenai Peninsula are collecting school supplies along with personal care items and fun toys to pack in shoeboxes. Operation Christmas Child will deliver these gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 100 countries. In a press release, Samaritan's Purse shared on the difference this program makes in the education of children overseas. For many children, access to these simple items is essential to an education. This was the case for Justin Thomas, a shoebox recipient in Southeast Asia whose parents could not afford the supplies needed for school. Growing up with hand-me-down clothes and used items, Thomas used to write with a pencil so short he held it using a pen cap. Having an entire packet of new pencils and a pencil sharpener all his own was a treasure to him. Participants can donate $10 per shoebox gift online through Follow Your Box and receive a tracking label to discover its destination. The press release goes on to explain the purpose of the long-running program. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and together with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 209 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. National Collection Week for the shoeboxes is November 13th through the 20th. For more on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. Kenai Aviation is looking to expand its footprint in Anchorage following the launch of its scheduled flight service in late 2022. The aviation outfit recently applied for a new room, gate, and ramp at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport, according to a public notice provided by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The notice states that Kenai Aviation Operations, LLC, is applying for a space in the South Terminal, as well as gate A11 and the accompanying ramp A11, which offers 738 square feet of ramp space. Terms of the proposed agreement indicate a lease beginning on September 9th of this year and running through June 30th of 2028. Kenai Aviation launched their scheduled flight service in October of 2022 when they put their newest equipment, a commuter aircraft, the Technam Traveler P-2012, into service. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. From KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.